Shmuel Aleph Parachov Pasuk Test. So Yohanan is taken aback by these very blunt words of David HaMelech, who said, if I've sinned, then you kill me. Don't hand me over to your father. But let's see what happens when I don't show up on Rosh Chodesh. Vayomer Yohanan, Chalila Lach. So Yohanan said, Chalila, God forbid. Literally, far be it from you. When you're Mechalel something, you push it far away from you. That's another kind of meaning of the word Chal. Don't let it cross your mind that I would ever know, not just don't let it cross your mind that I'm going to kill you, but don't let it cross your mind that my father would ever tell me something terrible about you and that I wouldn't report it to you and let you know exactly what he said. Ki im yadoa eida ki chosa hara'a me'im avi lava olecha. Because if I knew for certain that my father has decided upon evil against you, velo osa agidlach, question mark, exclamation point, how could I, would I not tell you about it? It would never happen in such a way. Now, he doesn't want to give expression to the harm that could happen to him if he violates the Bris Hashem between them. Because if I did know, and something terrible happens to me, Yonasan doesn't say something like, may such and such happen to me if I withheld it. Which we've seen that articulation in Shoftim and in Shmuel, where somebody will say, you know, may I be struck down if I do such a thing. Yonasan doesn't want to say it that way, because the Chazal tell us that Yohanan is very careful with speech, and we're going to see this later as well. Yohanan is going to be tremendous about Shmiras HaLashon. This is in many ways the perek of Shmiras HaLashon, of watching what you say and how you say it. The Chazal tell us that you shouldn't give any chance for an ayin hara, for the Satan to come out and harm you by saying ominous things that might happen. Some people delight in being Debbie Downer and going with doom and gloom, but you're in a way asking for trouble if you say such a thing out loud. Jews tend to be very circumspect about this. And Yohanan as much as anybody else. So Yohanan now is going to go forward, but last little bit of pep talk from David. Vayomer David, Pasuk Yud, Vayomer David, Yohanan, mi yagidli. So David says to Yohanan again. It's almost amazing to watch somebody who is so truly organized and careful and who really thinks about every possible outcome and permutation when he sets up a plan. David HaMelech is just a tremendous tactician. As a shepherd, maybe he had a lot of time out there with the sheep to figure out exactly where everybody was going to go. So he says to Yohanan, who is going to tell me whether your father answered me harshly? O mi yancha avicha kasha. Who's going to tell me whether your father gave a harsh answer? So Yohanan and David come up with a signal system. And so Yohanan says to David, L'chaven etzei hasadeh. Come, let us go out to the field. V'yetzu shneihem hasadeh. And so the two of them went out to the field right now while they're having the planning meeting. Before they even got anything started, he says, let's go far away from anybody. And we've discussed this before, the idea that if you want to have true privacy, certainly in the ancient world, you go out into the field a little bit where you could see anybody coming and where you are far enough away of anybody else. This is how we're going to let you know the nature of Shaul's reaction. It could be, the man Lois suggests anecdotally, maybe they saw people walking by, maybe they saw people paying a little too much attention to them. So now let's go out to the fields and let's settle how we're going to handle things. Before you give the signs, make sure that the Astros camera is not pointing at you. Always a wise move. Pasuk Beis, Vayomer Yohanan el David. So once they're far enough away that nobody's banging on a trash can, so Yohanan says to David, Hashem Elokei Yisrael, ki echkar es avi ka ismachar hashalishis. And just an aside, if God willing, we do a complete circuit of all of Nach, and somebody is listening to this, and well, considering how long it takes me, 30 or 40 years or so, the Houston Astros references probably will not make very much sense. But for now, they're very topical. So Yohanan says to David, Hashem, the God of Yisrael, ki echkar es avi, that I am going to probe, that I am going to quiz my father. But a chakira is a kind of deep questioning, but in this case, Yohanan's going to have to be very, very careful and subtle, because anything could set Shaul off, and he's starting to believe, like David is saying, that at any moment, you know, that's the secret. says Dr. Bruce Benner. I'm always angry somewhere under the surface. So when am I going to talk to him? At this time, on the third morrow. So not today, not tomorrow, presumably not the next day, but the third day. Behine Tov El David. And this is an interesting way of phrasing it. Again, Yonasan, very, very careful with language. And if there will be good towards David, which is a way of saying it positively, v'lo az eshlache lecha. So if there is good towards David, so will I not send to you and let you know? V'lo az eshlache lecha. Very, very Jewish conversation. V'gilisi es aznecha. And I will reveal it to your ears. I will let you know. So that is the positive side. If everything is good and everything is fine, and Rashi says shehu tove lecha, that he is feeling good towards you, then great. Now, according to Rashi, this second phrase here, oz eshlach elecha v'galisi es aznecha, is referring to, and if everything is not okay, then I'm going to send for you. So the way Rashi splits the pasuk up is v'hinei tov el David. If it's good to David, semicolon. And the implication is then nobody has to tell you anything because everything is good. But im oz, velo oz, it's kind of velo, and if not, then I'm going to have to send the news that things are bad. Once again, he's trying not to be poseach l'satan. He is trying not to say anything that would give the satan a way in. So he's being very careful. So if Shaul does intend evil, it's going to be pretty clear, and I'm going to have to inform you. And then he's going to take an oath again in the name of Hashem that he is going to fulfill his part of the plan, and that everything will be for David's safety and well-being.